I've been in this workshop for the past 3 days. My coming here is mainly because we realize that the rice technologies can also be communicated with the farmers using radio and other ICTs that Farm Radio has already been using. As a result of that, we want to work in Ghana, Mali, and Benin. So my presence here has been to share how the various countries can use radio, how best they can use it to ensure that they achieve the best out of the use of radio. With this training, what I notice is that everybody has a lot of passion to see to it that the dissemination of technology goes on very well in their country. And this was shown by the level of participation throughout the whole 3 days. There hasn't been any day that we will not learn something new from the platform, the RISE platform that we were introduced to, and the video technology. It was very, very lively received. We can see that it is already starting in Ghana, and the examples that we saw, everybody was interested in using something like that in their country. I believe the ICEF is a very good forum for knowledge exchange and also share learning new ideas that can help improve upon dissemination in our various countries.
Et il est important que tout le monde sache ce qui se passe dans chaque pôle et que les pôles puissent échanger entre eux et échanger avec l'extérieur. Donc c'est un processus qui permet de partager l'information le plus largement possible. Et cet atelier nous a permis donc de voir un peu tout l'intérêt que nous avons à faciliter cela. Donc notre responsabilité dans le dispositif est assez donc importante.
I'm actually working on the effectiveness of different communication tools in adoption of agricultural innovations, in particular adoption of rice innovations. So, and I won a scholarship, an Africa Rice Scholarship, and that is the reason I'm here today. It has been an amazing experience because for now I was exposed to what an e-hub is, how we can go back home using our local situation to be able to update what is already there in the e-hub and how we will be updating it time to time. That is one. Then the other, Farah also actually know the technologies that we could use to upscale what is happening in the hub, because we are like information bridges. We are supposed to facilitate information exchange among the different task forces in the hub.
Effectivement, cet atelier m'a beaucoup appris. Cet atelier m'a permis de voir quels outils sont efficaces pour porter l'information au niveau local. Donc à travers cet atelier, nous avons vu les différentes plateformes du hub des différents pays qui étaient en avance par rapport à notre pays, avec lesquels on a eu à échanger beaucoup. Et l'expérience de certains pays comme le Mali, la Côte d'Ivoire et le Sénégal nous a été très très utile.
Et nous sommes là depuis 3 jours pour partager un peu les expériences et pour voir comment animer cette plateforme électronique qui doit permettre de mettre en valeur tout ce que les chercheurs font au niveau de chaque pôle et également tous les intervenants au niveau des pôles de développement rizicole. En Côte d'Ivoire, nous avons 2 pôles. Nous avons le pôle de Gagnoua et le pôle de Mans. Le pôle de Gagnoua qui travaille essentiellement sur le riz irrigué et le pôle de Mans qui travaille sur le riz pluvial. Donc nous, en tant que IKF, nous sommes un facilitateur pour permettre à tous les partenaires de partager toute l'information qui sera développée et diffusée au sein de tous les hubs et aussi permettre à tous les partenaires d'avoir l'information indispensable pour le développement rizicole de la Côte d'Ivoire.
From all that we went through, I've really appreciated the effort of Africa Rice bringing together the participating countries so we can share information on the RISE platform. Now, here I also wish to express my concern for the way participants comported themselves and opened up so we could share information among ourselves. And we all started building the strong relations or linkages among participating countries so we can communicate among ourselves about issues and some of our common problems and other issues that may crop up on the hop. Again, we've also had the opportunity to share with other subject matter specialists how we can adapt some of the methodologies on our e-hop to facilitate the hop activities.
Donc nous devons vulgariser toutes les informations sur les pôles rizicoles, autrement dit, et faire échanger avec les producteurs, les paysans, les chercheurs pour mieux véhiculer et les informations sur les pôles rizicoles.
This e-hub is going to help Nigeria at large in the rice sector in propagating the innovation of how they can plant more seeds and how they can get more resources out of the seed markets. And this innovation about radio is going to do a lot in telling farmers where to get the particular seed of particular variety per location that they need, as well as help the seed companies in Nigeria to improve. Not neglecting the extension agents, make their work more efficient.